Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome back to part two of my discussion on last week's report that the U.S. Justice Department and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission are investigating 10 major banks for possible manipulation of precious metals prices. If you missed part one on Wednesday, you can listen to it online in the archives of this program at 1320wils.com. Instead of these investigations getting to the bottom of the rigging of gold and silver prices, I am confident that the end result will be, several years from now, some fines collected for specific incidents and promises that wrongdoing will no longer occur. And that will be all that happens. Why do I think this? Well, why aren't the DOJ and CFTC investigating trading in the New York instead of London markets? Why don't they scrutinize more American banks such as Citigroup, Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley? The reason these investigations will be worthless is that the Department of Justice, according to New York Federal Reserve Bank President William Dudley, has a policy of not going after Wall Street banks or law firms. This is so despite former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan's public claim that there were massive illegal and criminal frauds committed by Wall Street firms. The DOJ claims that it will not go after these large institutions because of the risk of damage to the economy. But could this policy actually have more to do with the revolving doors where Justice and CFTC investigators largely have worked for Wall Street banks or law firms, as did U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder? Did Holder really close an investigation of the Swiss bank UBS out of concern how the investigation would impact global financial markets? Or was it because UBS was a client of the law firm where Holder previously worked? In sum, the announced investigations will only pretend that the U.S. government is going after criminal manipulation of precious metals prices. However, when you investigate the wrong market, not all of the appropriate banks, and have a policy to avoid investigations of Wall Street firms, it seems obvious to me that the end result will be mostly a cover-up of the breadth and depth of Wall Street's suppression of gold and silver prices. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.